What's going on, everybody? Welcome to GCN's Gamecast, episode 57. I am your host, Dallas Reese. I'm here with the one, the only, Brett Bachman.
What's up?
What's going on, man?
Not much, man. How's it been going with you, man?
Man, I don't know, man. No, it's going all right.
I don't know, man. It's going.
It's been going all right. It's been going pretty smooth. Just trying to get some games in this week. How about yourself? You get any games in?
I got a little bit of gaming in. Got a little bit more Destiny in. Me and my crew that we refer to ourselves as the Three Amigos got a little bit more time in the
Prison of
Elders. Huh?
Which one's Donald Duck?
You know, if I could do an impression of him, I'd do it right now, but I can't. So,
Sorry, I just love that movie, Three Amigos. The Three Caballeros is what I was thinking of, but same thing, whatever.
Same thing, yeah. So, yeah, we've been hitting the Prison of Elders, or the Challenge of Elders, so
I need to get
more stuff going on. And then from there, spent a little bit of time, a hell of a lot of time, playing baseball on MLB The Show 2K16, or 2016. Got a little bit of time in playing Titanfall, but three games just wasn't feeling it and got back out.
I kind of felt the same when I jumped back on it a little bit. They took out the whole invite your friend completely on there. I saw that. I was like, oh, wow. I mean, it's there, but you couldn't go to it. It would block you from going over to it. I was like, well, that sucks. You had to actually, do like how you did before when it messed up. You had to, invite the entire server you're in and just hope that your friend gets it.
That sucks.
Yeah, it's kind of rough.
Did play a little bit of No Man's Sky. I went ahead and picked it up. So, got a little bit more exploration done.
Nice. Did I discover anything cool?
I found an entire system of, completely unpopulated planets. There were aliens on the planets. The Viking were on it. But I found, three planets that had plant life, but zero animal life at all. And that was pretty interesting to run into. Just big dead worlds, and the world I'm currently on seems pretty cool. It's an Arctic planet, and I found, and I posted a screenshot of it, but I found you know those buildings that have been broken into and little tentacle stuff is all over the place?
Yeah.
I found one of those, and the journal that you read in there talks about how the oceans on that planet are made of blood, and this person thinks that the entire planet might be just one giant organism. And that the trees and stuff are what it feeds on, and they go into hibernation when it turns its eye toward them. And then it talked about how the blood was calling him and telling him to take off his suit and to go for a swim. And I'm like, oh, now that's just freaking dark as hell. And oh, I loved it. So as soon as I find an ocean of blood on that planet, I will take a swim and let you know what I find.
Yeah, no kidding. That sounds cool. That's crazy.
But that's pretty much it. I got stuck into a lot of baseball. I'm halfway through 2018 season already. So
damn. So yeah, I've been pretty busy with that.
Yeah. I got to play in the home run derby. I made it to the second round of the home run derby and then lost by 3 home runs.
Aww.
And then I got to 18. And I'm like, God dang it. And then I went ahead and played the All-Star game. And I was MVP in the All-Star in 2017. And this one, I don't think I got the bat on the ball once to get a base hit. So, you know. Sometimes that's what happens.
Yeah.
Lots of fun.
Yeah, so that's all you pretty much played this week? Just a lot of baseball?
Baseball. What you been doing?
Let's see. spent a lot of time on King of Fighters since that released this week. Posted up a combo video, or well, just one combo that I worked on, whatever, that I really like the character, Mien. She's really cool. Every time
I love that maneuver she did, where she did where she made the fan and popped back out wearing a demon mask.
Anytime she moves her hand in front of her face, or you hit an attack button, her mask changes. Every time her mask will change. Anytime you hit a button.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's weird. I was just like, whoa. I like instantly like connected me to that character. And then I saw how she fought. I was like, damn, she's pretty crazy. Like, you couldn't really tell from the video, but when you mess with her, she actually has like air dashes she can do. Like, she can just jump in the air and just dash, dash. So she can be like all over the screen pretty well. And it's pretty nuts. Awesome. So I'm going to mess with her a lot more. And King of Fighters, it's more of like a, you can do one-on-one, but it's mainly known for its three-on-three. So it's like you get three characters to choose from, and you just, you know, knock your opponent's characters out and everything like that. So learning three different characters all at once is pretty, it's a lot to take on with, but I'm used to it though, because in fighting games, I never stick to one character. I play pretty much almost everybody. I try to, just to get a feel for everyone. So gotcha. I'm picking it up slowly. The combo system is a little different from what I'm used to. So you got to be really dedicated and really be on point with your hit confirmed, so it's pretty crazy. Like I said, play a little bit of Titanfall. Had some really good games on there. Like, I don't know what it was, but there was like, I probably had one game where we were playing Bounty Hunt and got my Titan really quick and just pretty much stayed the whole game in that one Titan. I didn't even get out of it just because I was taking other Titans out. That Ion Titan with that chest beam is ridiculous.
Yeah. I ran into a couple places where there's some nice narrow areas. Exactly. That if you can bait the other guy down that way, you can step out with the chest beam and he's got nowhere to go.
They dropped a few of the pods down, so like the Spectres and stuff were coming out, and we had all of ours on our side of the map pretty much almost already taken care of. So I was like, oh, I'm going to go mess with the other side, see if there's anybody over there. Sure enough, there was like three Titans over there. I didn't know because I couldn't see them at first, but I was over there, started shooting some of the grunts. And then it's like, you are outnumbered by three Titans. I was like, oh, crap. Then I like started just running, and I'm taking damage, and I'm running, running, running. Then I run into this narrow like lane of just buildings. So I was just like, I'm going to sit here for a second. Started unloading. Then it's like a power core. And I was like, oh, snap. And I saw all three of them come down that lane, and it melted through all three of them. I was like, yes! That thing is so crazy. I was like, man. They're going
to
what?
Go ahead. People are beginning to understand how to really play the characters, too, because there was a couple of times when I was in one that somebody was jumping and then yanking my battery and inserting a new one and watch my shields go back up. It's like, mm-hmm. Oh, hell yeah. People finally figured out what that shit does.
Yeah, I know, right? It's so nuts. Like, I was telling my buddy, because we actually managed to get into a few games together. Anytime I saw he wasn't in a Titan, I saw something green flashing on the ground. I was like, go pick that up. I need it. Or I'd jump out, jump in my Titan, put it in myself, or whatever. That stuff is a really cool mechanic I'm glad they added, just because it's really helpful in keeping your Titan alive and everything.
And it does change the whole just pop open the top and start shooting to take it down. Because there were some ways that you could take it down a Titan really fast in one, and it was almost a little too fast, you know? You wouldn't even be able to get to deploy out the electric smoke to get the guy off of you. Mm-hmm. He'd already have you dead. So
yeah, I had this one guy probably mad because I would not leave him alone. There's just enemy Titan running around through kind of like a similar lane of buildings. And I just kept jumping on his back, pulled out the battery. He shot the electric smoke, so I jumped off, cling to the wall on the side, waited. Smoke cleared a little bit, jumped off, grappled hooked. Grabbed back on there, started just throwing grenades in there. I just kept doing it over and over. Anytime I jumped off, grapple hook, pulled me back on. I was like, ah! Took that thing out real quick. I was like, oh, man, you got to be mad. That was a lot of fun. I hope they bring back the speed of Titanfall 1, like your pilot himself. Like, they slowed him down so much. Just the momentum. You don't really gain momentum from wall to wall.
Yeah, I noticed that I was having trouble maintaining the jumps from wall to wall. I used to be able to, you know, run down certain corridors and just bounce back and forth.
Exactly.
And it wasn't there. And it's like, why can't I do this? I was blaming myself for it, that, you know, just too much time not playing. But
no, they just they slowed it down to focus more on firefights and stuff as a pilot.
I can't remember what the name of that marsh level was in number one, but I get to the point where I just sit there and I look like a ping pong ball going through the trees, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I hope they said they've gotten a lot of complaints about the speed of the pilots, and they've been talking about touching up on that. So I hope they do, really do. Bring that.
So what else you get?
Played. Me and my buddy's been trying to beat the zombie maps for Black Ops 3. So, but it has a horrible issue with lag. Like, it is laggy as all hell sometimes in those servers when you're trying to do it online. So we decided to hook up two TVs and two Xboxes at his house. So we had them like split screen and everything, but I don't think it supports System Link for that and everything like that. So, and not to mention if you play offline, you can't use your gobble gums that you have that are DLC based and stuff like that, which sucks. But if you don't know what those are, it's like power ups and stuff you can get for in game. Can help you with a lot of different things. But yeah, he has Google Fiber, so we just hooked both up to the internet right next to each other. They're both like ridiculous speeds anyway, so it was like, okay, we should have no problems. So we ended up making it to the end of one of the Easter eggs, and then he ended up dying, and I came close to dying, so I just shut it off so we didn't lose our gobble gums. That's a thing you can do. If you use them, you lose them. So if you use them and you're about to die and you know you're pretty much screwed, just shut off the game. You'll save your gobble gums. But yeah, we did that. That was pretty fun. We're actually going to do that again tomorrow. So that'll be pretty cool. I miss having that feeling of like a System Link, you know, man. I used to do that all the time with like Halo parties and Gears of War. Remember we had a chainsaw duel tournament and stuff like that. That was pretty fun. My awesome. Forearms never hurt more. 5 straight hours.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, I remember old Halo parties and stuff and going over to friends' houses and, you know, like two TVs upstairs and two downstairs or whatever and get everything all System Linked together, and then you're still split screening for everybody, and, you know, that was pretty awesome.
Oh, I know. I miss those days. So good. A lot of Mountain Dew and Doritos. Now Call of Duty's taking that from us. Damn you. Other than that, I know I've gotten something else. Oh, I actually played a game last night I said I would never play. Just because I played the beta, didn't like it. But I played about 4.5 hours of World of Tanks last night.
Oh, really?
Yeah, never really been into it just because I didn't like the fact that you'd get a tank, you go out there and do your damage, whatever, and then you would die, whatever, if you die. Once you're destroyed, you're out of the battle. You're done. You either wait for, you can watch around, or you can go back to the garage and pick another tank and start another match. I never really liked that. I kind of like the fact of being able to go back into battle and just keep, we could still win this, but I understand it's just part of that, it's a unique game mechanic that it offers, so it's not that bad. I got a lot of free stuff for playing the beta. I got a tier 5 tank right off the back, which was actually pretty cool. My friends that play that game religiously were actually shocked. They're like, wow, you actually got a tier 5 already. That's cool. But they wanted me to work on a new tank, so I went down the sniper lane, went through the German tanks, and been pretty much going through those. I got to a tier 4 before I got off, and that's where I'm at right now. So that was pretty. I was actually having somewhat fun in that. Wasn't too bad. Not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
I mean, maybe I should give it another test because I was in the beta too, and I was like, I do not like this game at all.
But yeah, it's exactly my feelings. It's not that bad. It kind of helps having two people that play the game like crazy to kind of help you along the way of telling you, giving you advice and what path you should go based on how you play games and stuff. So it really helped me out.
Cool.
Other than that, I just played Destiny and nothing really special in there besides playing the. Just playing Control. That's mainly all I did is play Control. I got a new hand cannon, that IS Luna.
Cool.
And been trying to... I just got that fully upgraded. And just trying to touch up on some things. Trying to debate on whether I want to drop the 30 or whatever for Rise of Iron. But, yeah, that's all pretty much I played.
I'm actually considering taking a couple days off when that Rise of Iron comes out.
Oh, yeah. I wonder how much story is actually going to be added.
I don't know. It'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, so, I'm intrigued by it, but like I was reading through everything. You still only get like one raid, one strike, and then story. And I was like, I don't know, man. But then you got to think there's Destiny 2 that's supposed to be coming out next year, so.
Which I'm going to be really interested to see how they handle that. I mean, I'm almost wishing that they wouldn't do a Destiny 2 and moreover just like a really large content pack. You know, it always scares me when they go to another, a different version of the game.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll find out. We'll see how that goes.
Do you think they brought out Rise of Iron? Like, because I was sitting there thinking to myself, I was like, why didn't they just keep Rise of Iron since it's already so close to being next year? Well, it also depends on when they release it. My guess would probably be towards holiday next year, but
it'll be September. I can almost guarantee it.
September? Yeah, okay. Well, towards the end of the year.
Yep.
I was sitting there thinking, I was like, wonder why they just didn't hold off on Rise of Iron and just bring it out to there. Do you think that's probably just to keep people interested until then?
Yeah, I think they've realized that they need a yearly large update to keep people interested because they've already had, it's switching back around right now because with the Rise of Iron coming out, people that have walked away have started coming back in. But so many games came out in spring and into the summer that people walked away from that game. And it's like, okay, if we don't get them back now when 2 comes out, we're not going to get them back. So I think that coming out with Rise of Iron was a really good idea. So not stuff that they stole from Destiny 2 in order to be able to put something out. So
yeah. Well, hopefully they don't try and stick in another DLC pack between then and now. So.
Actually, I wouldn't mind a couple of like real DLCs, like House of Wolves and House of Wolves and
Dark Below.
Dark Below, thank you. For year one, I really didn't like the DLC stuff that they had for year two. The racing and stuff like that, and all this limited edition stuff was like, come on. I thought the racing was great when I thought it was going to continue. And then I found out, oh no, it's just 2 weeks worth of stuff. And it's like, I want to race. I like this. But
I never actually got to try it. I think I quit playing Destiny like right before the races started. I think that's when I stopped.
They were really cool. I liked one of the main things I really liked about it was I hate catch up in a game. Where the guy in the back starts getting a boost so he can catch up.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's added to the system in such a way that it requires something to do it. And in that game, what they did is as you hit the gates to get your boosts, the gates would get smaller. Instead of time that you hit the boost, the gate would get a little bit smaller and a little bit smaller. Meanwhile, if you were in the back... Sorry, that was incorrect. As you gained... position, the gates got smaller. So guy in number one has got really narrow gates. Guy at the back has got really wide gates. So he starts getting his catch up because he can hit the gates easier, but as he hits the gates, it starts gaining positions, the gates collapsing. So, and we're supposed to see more of the racing here soon. So
I'm sure we will.
I'd really like to see that.
Maybe it'll depend on how much silver people buy. Let's hope not. But enough of that. Let's move on to our first topic of the night.
All right.
That actually lasted quite a while. All right. This is something that... Yeah, it actually does. We have a lot to talk about. We're gamers. What more to talk about? This is a gaming channel. This is a gaming podcast. But this first topic, it's actually going to be the name of this video when it's posted up. And it's something I was worried about at first. I thought it was going to be an issue, but now I guess it's not going to be. But Gears of War 4, as you know, is right around the corner from being dropped. And an issue I thought was going to be a problem was the fact that when it comes to multiplayer, PC might have an edge over us Xbox One players just because, you know, it's PC. But
keyboard, mouse, yeah.
Yeah, but as the game is going to be supporting both mouse, keyboard, and controller, you know, they are not going to allow PC players to play with Xbox players on multiplayer. But
I see.
You can play co-op in the story with each other. They're just not going to let you play competitively.
Gotcha.
So
you can see
that's
that.
Kind of interesting. I mean, and I understand, like I said, that was the issue I had with it in the beginning. That's the issue I thought that was going to be brought up. But like I said, it's just going to be, they've also released the specs for the PC. So if you guys want to check that out, look it up. It's there. And I believe this is one of the games that you have for the cross-buy option. When you buy it on one, you'll have it on the other. So that's also another really good thing there. What are your thoughts on that with PC not being able to play competitively with Xbox? Is that going to hurt the game, or do you think it's still going to just strive on both no matter what?
I really don't think it's going to hurt the game. I think both sides have a very large competitive fields of their own that they don't require each other to exist. Mm-hmm. So, and I think that'll keep the console gamers into it more, because I honestly think, even as a primarily console gamer now, I used to play a lot of first-person shooters and such with PC, and yeah, is definitely a bonus. Plus, somebody running a really super high-end PC. Mm-hmm. You know, with higher frames per second and stuff, they have advantage. It's just way too easy for gamers on a PC to have an advantage over the console gamers. So I think it is a good idea. So
yeah. They said it wasn't going to be too bad either because the game's mainly catered and built around a controller. Everything's more focused on the controller. So they're like PC players using like mouse and keyboard. I mean, that's still viable. You still be able to do everything, you know, we can do, but it was mainly built around, you know, using a controller. So you should feel right at home regardless.
Right. I was going to say, I could see that, but I can't see a place where a keyboard and mouse is going to ever have a disadvantage over a controller. You know, it's not like they're going to have fewer buttons to work with.
Yeah, exactly. Real quick, mess with your audio settings real quick. Robot.
Uh-oh, did I go robot?
Yeah. Sorry, folks. For your listeners out there, I hope you're enjoying Robot Voice Brett. He is a frequent visitor to this cast. We trade a new Brett model in every episode, just so you know. We have it fresh for your listening and viewing pleasure, if you're watching this on YouTube.
That's what I tell my wife, is that she needs to trade me in on a younger model.
There you go.
How does that sound? Is that better?
No, the Robot Brett's still visiting.
No. Oh, that's still Robot Brett. Okay.
Robot Brett!
Okay, test. Is that any better?
There we go. We're back. Welcome right, back, cool. Brett.
We're back.
Robot counterpart.
Get that robot out of my seat.
Left the building. Yeah, I don't think it's going to be too much of an issue with people thinking this is might going to be like, you know. I think if anything, it's going to make things a little bit more interesting because you're going to actually be able to get more people to play with, like doing the co-op story and stuff like that. And you actually have more access to like the friends that didn't have an Xbox or people that are playing on PC and just want to connect with more friends. I mean, it's going to be pretty interesting.
I agree with that 100%.
All right, well. That was my first topic, sir. What do you got for us today?
Well, for those people who jumped right on and hit Design Labs to create their customized Xbox One controller, good news, they started shipping last week, at the end of the week. So the first batches are on their way out. So there will be a lot of really cool looking and probably a few hideous looking controllers out there in the world here soon.
Interesting.
So if you are one of those people that have that jumped right in after E3 and are like, I want mine, on its way if you haven't picked it up yet or haven't got it yet.
Awesome.
So
I wanted to make one, but then I'm sitting there thinking, I was like, well, you can make it whatever color you want. It's still going to be a Xbox controller. And yeah, every Xbox controller Xbox I have had, every controller I've had, the D-pad goes out in the first week. They need to make a controller with a durable D-pad, for crying out loud. Please, Xbox, please! Oh, God! They need to cater to us fighting that like to use a D-pad, and that just doesn't hold up. They have not. I miss the 360 controller in that aspect. I really do.
I can understand that. I looked at the possibility of doing it, but I knew I was going to be picking up an Elite. At the time that this came out, I didn't have my Elite yet, but I knew I was going to be getting one.
Yeah.
So it was a really big deal for me, because back in the 360s, I mean, I bought the shells and would, I tore apart my controllers and changed everything out on them. I didn't mod them in the effects of the game changing way, but just modded them through the for the cosmetics.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really like having, a unique looking controller, but I sat there and was like, I would have a unique looking controller that I would never play with because I have an Elite. So why would I not play with it?
Exactly.
So I didn't get one, which is too bad, because I was looking forward to like making copies of the ones I already had, one of the ones I already have, but I have a red 360 controller with all blacked out hardware buttons, so there's no indication of which one's X, Y, A, or B. Even the Xbox button in the middle is a blacked out button, so it was all just red and black, nothing else on it. It looks nice. Freaking sweet.
It's like a Sith Lord controller.
It is.
Darth Maul.
Yes, exactly. Darth Maul's controller. That's exactly what it would be.
So it's cut in half?
Pardon me?
So it was cut in half?
It was cut in half.
Yeah, he says Darth Maul controller.
Yes, yes. Sorry, folks. I missed that reference.
Sorry. It's okay.
It's been a long time. Prequels.
That's very funny. Did they ever say how much that stuff was, or the controller itself, when you customized
it? Yeah, I actually went through to look at it. I was wanting to say that they were $65, $70. They weren't bad from the price of a normal controller, but just a little bit. But I think that also had to deal with I think the one extra thing that you can get that was more expensive was you can have your gamer tag actually printed on.
Yeah, laser printed, yeah. I saw that.
Which I think that's really cool. Yeah,
I think that raised the price to like $85 or something like that.
Yeah, I think something like that, yeah.
Which wasn't too bad, because people were actually concerned. They're like, are they just going to put like a little decal on there with your gamer tag? Are they actually laser printing? If it's laser printing, it'd be worth it. If you look it up, it actually is laser print, so that's pretty cool.
Yep, laser engraved. So, but yep, they said that it should take about 14 days from the time that they went out. So it opened up for orders on June 13th, started out last week, and you should have them in about 14 days.
Right on. So, if you ordered them, you'll have it in no time.
So, that's that one for me. Your turn.
All right. This is a little bit of a smaller one. I just saw this updated today. Nintendo is trying to grab some more money out there for right now. They're throwing out another new 3DS XL model. It's the same as the new 3DS that just came out not too long ago. It has the C-stick and all that, but now you can get your hands on a new, beautiful, purple-blue-styled 3DS that has, like, a purple galaxy on the front of it. Ooh. So, that is one thing. It's going to be $199.99. It is already shipping out this week, so you should be seeing it in stores, like, immediately, whenever they get it. So, yeah, if that's something you may be interested in, go look that up and pick you up a new 3DS and get ready for Pokemon Sun and Moon, or pick up the new Fire Emblem games. They're great. anything. So that might be actually be something you can get into if you haven't already picked up a 3DS XL or you want a new one.
Or if you're just one of those people that have to have the newest one of everything. So
get
rid of the one you just picked up last month and get a new one.
Yeah, one of my closest friends, his little brother, he's like obsessed with Pokemon and stuff like that, and he's always buying 3DSs. That guy, I have never seen him without either two Game Boys on him or two DSs, whatever. He's always got like two of something. And he's just been buying. He's, oh, that's coming out. I'm going to buy that. I'm like, all right, man. I don't know why, but all right. You never know, man. You never know. I was like, that's true, I guess.
All right.
It's $200 every time they, you know, push one out. It's just a different design, man. That's all.
It might be the one that's, you know, the one. So
I don't know. He's pretty obsessed with the one he has. He has the actual Pikachu edition one on him.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's, like, obsessed with that one.
That's pretty cool.
But yeah, that's real short, easy topic. It was just more of like an update from Nintendo. Another thing from Nintendo, Reggie, the president, actually came forward and said that there's most definitely they're going to be taking steps to make sure that they don't make the same mistake with the Wii U's release with the NX. Pretty much meaning like they didn't really have great sales, they didn't have a strong library of games, you know, pretty much everything along those lines they're going to be working hard on. And I said hard on, I'm sorry. That got me. As soon as I said it, I was like, huh, damn it.
Oh, but
they're wanting to promise, like, you know, good, strong games library. And, I mean, it's Nintendo, so you're pretty much, you know, you're guaranteed a Mario game. You're guaranteed probably along something along the lines of Donkey Kong, which I would not be mad about because Tropical Freeze was ridiculous and great, and I still have not got to really play it that much. I got to play like a demo of it, and I loved every little bit of it. I've watched a lot of live streams on it, and it looks so fun. Big fan of the old Donkey Kong game, so looking forward to that regardless. But they did say there will be a NX game for Pokemon as well, and I'm hoping they do something with like Pokemon Stadium. They bring it back from the dead. Like, that would be great. Something with that.
Very cool. Bring,
like, involve like the new DS games are going to be out. Use your Pokemon from what you raise in the game and stuff like that, like you did in Pokemon Stadium. You could do the same thing. It actually made it very unique, very interesting, and stuff like that. So I really love that about that game. So I would love if they did that again. So
hopefully take care of
that. Yeah, hopefully they'll take care of that, and hopefully they'll make the NX a successful launch like they want to. I'm always been a really pretty decent fan of Nintendo, so I'm hopefully they'll do what they say. Do what they plan, anyway. So, yeah, that's the Nintendo news for right now. Yeah, that's all the Nintendo news I have for right now. So,
yeah. Well, my next one's about Ubisoft. Ubisoft is going to be shutting down some servers for 5 Xbox 360 titles.
Oh.
So, they're going to be taking off the multiplayer servers. The 5 games that you're looking at are Call of Juarez, Bound in Blood, Call of Juarez, The Cartel, Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Advanced Warfighter 2, Tom Clancy's Hawks 2, and Might and Magic Duel of Champions Forgotten Wars. So if any of those games, excuse me, had a little bubble there that made my voice go up. If any of those games are games that you've been playing around with on the 360 and you've got achievements that you've been wanting to finish up for the multiplayer stuff, they said they will have the servers shut down and the online services discontinued as of September 24th, 2016. So you got less than a month. Get in there, knock those out, get done what you're going to get done because you ain't got a lot of time.
Oh, man. Better jump on that.
It's sad that that they're going to do this, but you know they can't keep servers up in perpetuity, you know, for games that are, you know, falling by the wayside. So,
and time to get off your butt and
get those taken care of.
Yep. If you haven't upgraded to a new console, right now is a really good time. Just with all the sales and all the new consoles coming out to where they're pretty affordable now. Compared to what they were on launch. So they're like literally almost half the price. So
yeah.
Jump on that.
So that was my quick one. What you got?
All right. NFL pro football team, the Tennessee Titans, they actually lost their PS4s and expensive televisions due to renovations. And so one of their players, their left tackle, Taylor Lumen, actually brought in his own Nintendo 64 and a copy of Super Smash Brothers. And the players have been obsessed with playing each other, like, constantly now. And it's got, like, to where they're all lining up to, like, wait turns. Like, it's, like, reminding, like, people of the old days when you'd go into, like, an arcade and, you know, you put a quarter down, I'm next, you know. So it's actually pretty funny to, like, to read that they're actually jumping on, like, Super Smash Brothers.
Winner stays, loser pays.
Exactly. Yeah, they said the PS4s and stuff will come back eventually, but they're, like, too obsessed with playing these games.
You'll be looking at them and go, you go find me some 64s. Get us some Nintendo 64s in here. That's awesome.
Yeah, they said that you can pretty much find at least four Titan players, like, all the time, like, playing in the locker rooms. And then you just see, like, a line of teammates forming behind them, just, like, waiting to play. I thought that was just interesting, something that would be pretty cool to touch up on. Because I'm a big Smash Bros. Fan. I played every Smash Bros. And always spent a lot of time on them, so I thought that was pretty cool.
That is pretty freaking awesome. Yeah, I'll have some Smash Brothers news toward the end of all of this. So
really?
Keep listening for that.
Ooh, I'm intrigued.
My next one is Xbox Australia has produced the newest peripheral for your Xbox One. It is an Xbox onesie. It comes in white and black, and they look dorky as hell. They look comfy as hell too. It's like being all wrapped up in a blanket, and it's got this oversized hood so you can wear your headphones while you're gaming and put your hood up. Got a pocket on the arm so you can put your cell phone in the pocket on your arm and keep your phone close to you. One of the pockets is large enough to actually hold the controller. So it's like you're taking a break from reality, getting away from the real world outside. You can just put this on and hang out. As of yet, there is not a release on the price that these are going to be. Just to check, I went on Amazon to see how much like other onesies were, because I had no idea adult onesies were a thing. And regular onesies are on there for around $30. So I'm guessing you could be seeing these between $60 and $100.
I got to ask. A big thing for a onesie for me. Does it have a butt flap?
I have no idea, because I did not take any shots from anybody.
It has to have a butt flap.
That is, like, I was sitting there wondering. It's like, man, that's going to be a pain in the butt to try to get out of if you got to do more than number one, it's going to be a pain in the rear.
I've always wanted like one of those generic onesies with the red like onesie with the butt flap. I've always wanted one. I've always wanted one. I don't know why. Just walk around with one button undone.
You say that, and I can't now stop thinking. I can't stop thinking that scene in Wild Wild West with
exactly.
God, I can't think of her name when she turns around and her butt flaps open. It's like, hello,
hello, hello, anyway. World. Yeah, if it has a butt flap, it sold. You can even have an X back there. In it.
Oh, that would be wrong. Anyway, trying to get this back into something without me laughing my rear off at it. Put up on his blog that he is doing a giveaway for these. I think he has a few of them. And I have posted the link in our Facebook page. So head over to the Facebook page, find the link, and go get into the contest for one of these. Because these things are freaking awesome looking, honestly.
And if you get one and they have a butt flap, let me know.
So that's all my onesie news.
All right, well, I'm going to hit you back up with some more updates on Resident Evil 7, as I have been doing since the game was announced.
Awesome.
They actually updated some weapons and story details, and pretty excited, man. They said, according to a new rating that the game got, and they got some confirmation on some things. The players will be able to use weapons like pistols, shotguns, flamethrowers, explosives, and chainsaws against mutated creatures. And that's pretty, like, that's a lot more stuff from compared to just the axe you got in the demo. So that's pretty cool. We actually
Nice.
also got a name of the character you're going to be playing. It's a new character. His name is Ethan.
So now you know who the zombies will be munching down on.
Or whatever mutated creatures they said we're going to be facing. I hope it's back. I want to go back to, like, RE1, RE0 and everything. Back to zombies pretty much, but I just liked the way it felt. It was pretty cool. Then it just got kind of out of whack after pretty much Resident Evil 4 and up. It was less about zombies and more about some type of parasite that just took over the host, and I don't know, just kind of got a little weird after that. The movies just got horrible. I never liked the
Yeah.
movies. I want them to end because there's actually a Japanese director that wants to reboot the series but base it on the games. And I was like, please do that.
And the first
That's
one
what I want.
wasn't bad, but
No. The first one was decent, pretty good. Second one was all right. Then it just went all downhill from there. All crap. Now they just keep pooping them out one after another. This is supposed to be the final one that's coming out, so
you've been like the final one though.
I know, I know. It's just like, Jesus, just end it already. But they said there's going to
It's like,
be a the summary that was leaked or whatever also mentions a couple scenes of pretty intense sounding graphic violence that includes dismemberment by chainsaw and shovel, in addition to a shovel getting impaled through a character's face. There are also areas that
nice.
include mangled corpses with guts hanging out, exposed to the whole world. On top of that, you'll be exposed to some naughty words, like the F-bomb and the other word for poop. So get your earplugs ready if you don't want to, hear those things.
This is a Nintendo game. What are they doing?
Nintendo, what
Are
are
you
you talking
talking about the
about?
game where Resident Evil and stuff isn't it on the Nintendo? Or is this one going to be on the PlayStation or that?
This is PS4 and Xbox One. They did have
Oh.
Resident Evil games on Nintendo. Their ports. Resident Evil first pretty much was PlayStation's was its main home. So
You see, this is what happens when I quit playing the game for a while and just walk away. And
it's all
it's
right.
like, I don't want
That's
to
why
know
I'm here,
anything more about Resident Evil.
bro.
Yes, you see, you bring me back down to it.
But as I said, you take a
Everybody's going,
few
did he just say that? And it's like, yes,
it's
the
like,
old
wait.
guy just admitted that he couldn't remember where that was. Sorry.
It's okay. But yeah, like I said, you take control of a character named Ethan, who's looking for his wife in a dilapidated, not a house, a mansion. There we go. Classic RE. As for story details that we already know, there's some kind of cult family that shares a sordid past, and there hasn't really been no more details other than that. And they said we're going to find out more in the near future, and Capcom plans to reveal the purpose of the Resident Evil 7 demo dummy finger, and it needs to happen now because I want to know. It's been irking at me ever since that damn demo came out, and it's nothing.
That was
Nothing.
awesome because you were banging on the table, your camera was jumping around.
Yeah, it was like shake, shake, shake. Yeah.
Was
Sorry,
awesome.
it's a trigger. Trigger.
No, I get you. I get you.
but hopefully we'll find out more, and I'm still hoping that when they bring the game out, they bring out a collector's edition or just a pre-order bonus or something like that, where you get like a keychain with the dummy finger. I hope they do that. God, I hope they do. It's like a genius move if they do so.
That would be
That is
funny.
like that is my number one want from them right now. Give me a dummy finger. Then I can figure
That
out
would
and
be
look
rather
around my house and find
hilarious.
out where I can shove it. It's like I'm gonna unlock something in here. Yeah, that's it for
PG
your
people, PG.
PG. Yeah. Don't shove it in a naughty place. Save that for the game. Yeah, that's it for your RE7 update.
Well, I am going to let you know that there is a demolition racer called Wreckfest that's currently available on Steam. It's been on Steam since 2014 when it came out in the Early Access program, but it will be heading to PlayStation 4 and Xbox One in spring of 2017. It is being developed by Bugbear Entertainment. Those are the same people that created Flatout and Ridge Racer Unbound. So we're bringing that in, Springs 2017, and it is available already for pre-order. And if you check on PlayStation 4 store, the order range and price is between $19.99 and $69.99. So I'm not sure at the moment what the differences will be, but there's a really cool video up for it. They're obviously just testing out the... their different tools in it, seeing how their physics engine functions. And there are these tire towers that they are running vehicles through and stuff like that. And just these enormous number of tires going flying and everything. So it looks like it's going to have a lot of particle effects and stuff going on to where it just seems like there's going to be a lot going on these screens. And Flatout and Ridge Racer were both very cool, so can't wait to see what they do with this.
Yeah, that'll be pretty fun. Something different to play, definitely, compared to everything that's been out like around now. So that'd be pretty cool to try out.
It's always fun to get into a game where the where you're supposed to be wrecking people in a race.
Yeah.
As opposed to just being a douchebag and shoving people into corners. So
yeah, I know, right? You're just like, you son of a... Yeah, too many like old memories of stuff like that.
Tail swipe me, you dick!
Mine's not all that old. Mine's like the last couple of weeks.
Oh, there you go. I don't play too many like racing style games nowadays, so.
Which there's a little bit more information I got about racing games coming up too, so stay tuned.
Ooh.
All right, man, what you got?
All right, this is actually going to be my last topic. And it is actually an update for Black Ops 3. They finally announced their last DLC expansion, Salvation, release date. It's actually going to be coming out for PS4 owners on September 6th, I believe. And that's going to give you, you know, your pack for multiplayer, which should give you 4 multiplayer maps, as well as the new zombie map, Revelations, which is supposed to tie the whole zombie story thing all together and end it right then and there. All the way back from whenever you played Origins back in the day, and I believe that was in 2. Black Ops 2, from whenever the whole thing started. So everything's tying up story-wise. They released a new trailer showing the opening cinematic for Revelations, and it looks pretty intense. Pretty much it seems like we're going to get to go, like, the whole world's, like, being pretty much, like, destroyed. And it's, like, there's, like, different pieces of the map floating in, like, some type of, like, subspace area. And, it actually looks like we're going to be able to journey to parts of the old maps just to, like, get through it. And it's just going to be, like, this big open map. It's going to be pretty nuts. It looks crazy.
That's awesome.
I'm really intrigued, especially from getting into, like, the whole Easter egg stuff, a part of Zombies that I never really knew about. Like, back when I played Zombies, it was just Survive. That's all I knew. Right. That's all I thought it was. I never really knew it was stuff like this. And then I saw that there was these little hints and little things. I was like, how do people figure these steps out? Like, I don't understand it. Like, people really spend so much time on these things, and it's nuts.
Yep. I know a couple people that are like that. They're just like, oh, no, this does this. It's like, how do you know that? This has been out for like 2 weeks. And it's like, oh, well, that's not all I know. And, you know, it's just crazy amount of stuff that people figure out. But that's the passion of that this brings up for people.
Yeah, the Zombies community is actually really huge. They had a fundraiser like about a week and a half ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, to where they were going to go through every Easter egg on Black Ops 3. They're just going to do it. There's marathon all the way through it, and they were going to, you know, raise money for it. They had like a $50,000 goal that they're going to try and raise. They reached that within the first two Easter eggs, maybe less than that, and then they actually made it to 100,000.
Oh,
like,
wow.
No problem. Like, it was just flying through. It was actually sweet. Pretty cool. I was like, damn. I was like, that's just from the zombies community. That was actually pretty good.
Gamers rock. Nuts.
Yeah, man. Raise money for a good cause. Play your games while doing it. You're all about that with Extra Life, so
yep. You
know right where that's coming from.
I do. Yeah. That's a lot of fun.
If you're looking forward to that next map, Nat Pack and everything coming out, you'll be able to get your hands on that on September 6th on PS4, and then about a month later, you'll be able to get it on Xbox One and PC. So, look forward to that.
My next one is Star Trek Online on PlayStation 4 has had its trophies revealed. It's the full trophy list. And I will go ahead and I will post it on our Facebook page because I am not going to go through all of this. This is a huge list of trophies. But there's platinum, gold, silver, and of course bronze on there. It is nice to see that they do have a platinum trophy on it. It's 37 trophies. One platinum, four gold, 11 silver, and 21 bronze. The majority, it says, of the trophies require you to complete a specific story arc within the game, and the others are standard reach level X, gather all of X, do this type of thing. So I'll post it up and you can see it. So, I don't know. Is Star Trek a game that's even on your radar for this?
For me, probably not. I've never really been a Trek fan. I've been more Star Wars. I was like more of, you know, that I wasn't a Trekkie or anything.
Gotcha.
So probably not.
The one thing that I really want to check out on it is, and if anybody's been playing it for out on the MMOs online, let me know, and I can let me know that I'm wrong here. But I believe at first it came out with just you're only on the bridge, but they came out with a patch that actually lets you explore your entire ship. And I'm not a huge Trekkie. I do enjoy Star Trek stuff. And to me, that's just a concept that I would be really interested in seeing, just being able to wander around the ship and look at it. You know, it'd be like a Borg attack going on, and I'd be just wandering around the ship. It's like, oh, wow, look at that conduit explode. That looks really cool. So,
is that for the VR one?
Or no, that is not VR. That is just, it's already an MMO that's on computer.
Yeah, they're just bringing it to console? Or?
Yeah, they're bringing it over to... I don't know that they're going to bring it over to Xbox at the moment. I only know of the PlayStation 4. So, but... moving on another item, we got PlayStation last week. Got a two-factor verification system that you can turn on, which allows you to have a secondary layer of protection for your account. Which it's very cool. They definitely need it.
Yeah.
The security measure is just what it sounds like. It offers another layer of protection to an account, so you'll see something like a secondary password, PIN number, or so, addition to your primary credentials.
Or what was your nickname in elementary school? Or, you know,
right. You'll set something up like that, and so you'll have to do a two-step verification. Users can set it up by going to Settings, Network Account Management, Account Information, Security, and then finally the two-step verification. It's also possible to set it up through the security option under your account online. On PS3, you're just going to have to stick with a setup password because they're only bringing this to the PlayStation 4. So...
again, but, should be updated by now.
Yes. And it's a good thing to know that they're doing this because, you know, it seems like every 10 seconds we hear about Fuckhead Squad deciding that they were going to, you know, take something else down so that they can ruin other people's fun. So
yeah,
I'm sorry, I refuse to call them by their real name. To
yeah, it's, know, I understand.
Idiot Squad. So
just don't get us attacked.
You know, if that's their thing, I mean, I get really mad about the fact that, you know, they get out there and they try to screw with people, and it's like, well, they should have already had stuff in line to keep us from doing this. No, you shouldn't be out there trying to screw people's fun. So anyway, I'm getting off topic on that. So PlayStation Network, PlayStation's working on, you know, keeping you from having that happen again. So very cool thing there. Moving on. Is a new game coming out to PlayStation 4. It will be, I am trying to find it here. I have way too much stuff to keep going. I believe it comes out next week.
Yeah, I think so.
For the PlayStation 4. Yep. On the Xbox One, which is eventually coming to, I think, where PlayStation gets a little extra time with it. It is a World War I shooter. It is not run and gun fast paced like Battlefield 1 is planning on delivering. Verdant is dials things back a bit. They take a page out of history and emphasize careful pacing and bursts of intense action. Tension is key to the Verdant experience, and soon enough players will be able to enjoy it. So it's a lot of going through trying to find a very specific thing, try to do a specific task kind of thing. So that'll be very cool to check out. I always like the idea of a shooter that you can't really just rely on shooting super fast. I think I've said before on the podcast that I would really like to see something along the lines of a Civil War type shooter, where there's like a mini game for reloading the musket. Exactly. I mean, and there's history stuff that people in that were fast enough to be able to reload the gun and fire off four shots in a minute. I mean, that was incredibly fast with a musket. And I would really, I'd be interested in seeing that. Or if you get your hands on a revolver, how it's the best freaking weapon you've ever had. Very much looking for that. The Verdant right now retails for $25 on Steam, but as of yet, there is no PS4 pricing. So,
I wouldn't imagine it'd be too much different from the Steam pricing. You wouldn't think.
I would agree. I would think they would want to keep it there. Do what we get on that. So hopefully, you know, I'm hoping that that ends up being a really cool. Really cool game, because I like that
concept. Yeah, it looks fun. I like the concept too. I watched a little bit of gameplay on it, and one thing that kind of concerns me is I just saw a guy throwing grenades, and he was just chucking them, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He just kept going. I was like, are there unlimited grenades? I was like, that's gonna be like trying to play Call of Duty World at War on the hardest difficulty. That's all that was being thrown at you is grenades by enemies. It's like, uh-oh.
So I was thinking Bomberman. It's like,
this is going to be nuts if that's the case. There's going to be grenades everywhere.
Yep. Hopefully it won't do something like that, you know.
Hopefully not. That'd be nuts.
I would like to see, you know, it wouldn't be bad if there were like, maybe you had like three of them, man. It took a little bit to chuck each one. But, yeah. I'll have to see. I'm really interested in seeing what that comes out like. So,
yeah, if that's something that interests you, be sure to pick that up next week on PS4, and then stay tuned for the Xbox release.
Yep. We'll have to let the Xbox people know if it's worth getting.
Yeah, there you go.
Moving on to PlayStation VR news. PlayStation VR is really, we're like under 2 months away from its release. And there's been some questions about certain games, whether or not they would be VR compatible or not. And Sony has released some games that are going to be VR compatible. They are out now, and whenever they come out, you will be able to get a free downloadable add-on to make some of these games, or to make these games I'm about to list, VR compatible. Those games include Hustle Kings, Super Stardust Ultra, and Bound. EA has also said that Star Wars Battlefront is getting a free downloadable add-on that adds PSVR support for the game.
Nice.
That has got me considering picking up the Battlefront game for the PlayStation, because I have it on Xbox, and it's a fun little play around every now and then. I haven't played it that much, but just to be able to experience the Star Wars universe in a VR way would be awesome.
Yeah, I have it on both consoles, so if you do that, you have someone to play with.
Awesome. There's also, of course, games are being purely dedicated for VR. There is a Drive Club VR out. Drive Club is not supporting the offer of turning itself into a VR game. Since its VR version is considered a standalone with new tracks, cars, and features and more for the PlayStation VR headset. But it looks like, where did I see that at? It's like, I saw a thing in here that seemed to make it sound like people that already had Drive Club were going to be getting that version of it. But I cannot see that at the moment, so don't quote me on that. But there is going to be a Drive Club VR, which I really want a racing game of VR because I like the concept of being able to sit into the cockpit, but I don't like how cockpit views work in modern games because it takes up half of your screen and, you know, that's not how I view the road when I drive. When I look out my windshield while I'm really driving, my dashboard is far enough below my eyesight that it's just barely there. I have to kind of glance down in order to see it.
Yeah.
Setting it up that way in a VR headset will be awesome because, you know, now I could just take that little maneuver and look down to see my dash or look to the left and right to see, you know, my side mirrors, look up to see my rear view.
Yeah.
I think that will be amazing. So
yeah, hopefully they'll get on doing something like that and they'll actually do it right. That'd be cool.
What kind of games that are out right now would you be interested in seeing actually come out like in VR?
VR?
Yeah.
One game that I know is coming out and it's going to have VR support, which confuses me because I don't know how the hell it's going to work, is Tekken 7. Tekken 7 is going to have VR, and I'm like, how the hell are you going to do that? What I think is just going to be, you're going to be looking in the headset and you're just going to pretty much see the screen. That's it. But
gotcha.
I don't know. Well, I mean, have no idea how they're going to do that.
That's going to be PlayStation anyway. The PlayStation has already mentioned that you will be able to create a virtual screen within your headset to play even non-VR games while wearing your VR headset. So
yeah, so maybe not then. I don't know. Like, it's just, I don't see you being able to do like fighting moves. Like, you're just going to see your fists or something like that. I don't see that happening. Like, just because of the way that game works, it just, I don't see it, but if they figure out a way to do it, I am all for it. But I would like to see a pretty much a really good mech-style game where you're in a cockpit type of thing. I would love to see like a Gundam game like done really well like that. Like, I've always liked some of the Dynasty Warriors games, but when they brought out Dynasty Warriors Gundam, that like hit me even more just because it's like, what's better than a bunch of damn big-ass robots fighting, you know? Big ass war, but it'd be cool to be able to see, like, you know, actually get in the cockpit of one of those things and actually see how it is. Like, actually go back to like how Steel Battalion was. You had this big ass controller with like a bunch of like 30 buttons all over it. You know, just something similar to that, but you know, you got it all in your VR headset. There's switches and, you know, doodads everywhere, whatever you want to call it. You know, I would like to see something like that done really well.
That would be very cool. Something I would like to see. Grand Theft Auto. I would really love to see Grand Theft Auto in a VR environment.
Oh, God. have you tried driving around in that game in first person?
Right, and it sucks for exactly the reason why I mentioned earlier, because your freaking dashboard's halfway up your screen and you can't see out your window anymore.
Yep.
But if you had that 3D, that VR experience where you could actually look down and your movement of your head and everything is actually what is affecting what you can see, I think that would be awesome. I think you would also find me just wandering around online, just walking down the streets and stuff, looking around. Yeah. You know, I think that would be really cool. Plus, getting into gunfights and that kind of thing in that reality or the racing and, you know, or trying to get away from a robbery and jumping off of buildings and just all the crazy stuff that people do can only be enhanced by being in VR.
Yeah.
That'd
be pretty cool.
Otherwise, I would also like to see, believe it or not, I'm going to say this, this is going to seem really strange, MLB The Show. I would love to see a VR version of that, where instead of being in a third-person view playing the game as you're like your, I'm talking here specifically Road to the Show, but instead of being in, you know, watching your character from a third-person perspective, it actually puts you on the field in your skin, so to speak, in your character, you know, watching the base, you know, watching the pitches come at you, you know, paying attention to how the runners are running and where your throws are at and everything. Instead of having that omniscient view from behind, mm-hmm. actually putting you in it to where you have to, you know, really have already paid attention to where everything is as things start happening. I think that would be really neat. So
it'd be definitely get like probably a lot more people into playing something like that. Cause I know there's a lot of like people that love like sports games and everything, but like someone like me that doesn't play them that much, I would like to see it from that perspective. I think I'd be more interested in it.
Can you imagine a football game where you're on the line of scrimmage and you're, you know, you look up and you see the guys on the other side and you have your part to play on
yeah. staring at you.
The guy sitting there like, coming to get you, boy. You know, and stuff.
Your
like
name
that.
Is like, Needle Dick.
What? You know, it's just like I would love to see that kind of thing because I'm not athletic. I've never been athletic. It would be kind of cool to have that kind of. That's what video games are for. I'm also not a thief. I'm also not a race car driver. You know, I don't go around shooting guns. That's what it's for. Destiny. That's another one. That would be an interesting role to experience in VR. So, but
yeah.
Moving on from that one and getting here pretty close to the wrap up here. Pawns and Pints is still going strong on Kickstarter. And earlier today, me and you were talking about this, Dallas, that they were at needing $365 was what they had left to yeah. reach their $15,000 stretch goal. They now need $290. Just while we've been doing this, they've got another hit. So they are only $290 away from their $15,000 stretch goal. The $15,000 stretch goal gets anybody who has pledged $50 or more a pint glass and a shot glass, in addition to whatever rewards they got for their normal pledging. That actually has me very interested in upgrading my pledge. So I might be doing that here tonight. In addition to it, we still got 21 days to go. So the $20,000 stretch goal is very much a possibility, which that gets anybody who put $20 down or more invited to a pre-opening party there. So that could be very cool too. So definitely, if you haven't gotten in there yet, if it's still something you were interested in and helping out Pawns and Pints get Kansas City's first board game cafe opened, head over to Kickstarter and give them a hand. This Friday, September 2nd, they are going to be open again for First Fridays downtown. So we're down in the Crossroads area. So if you're in the KC area and want to come by and take a look at the building, come by. I'm going to be there with Extra Life all night. So come by, give it a check. And if you haven't ever been to a First Fridays, it is freaking awesome and you should go check it out anyway. So do a quick reminder that Pixel Pop Festival is coming up October 8th and 9th in the St. Louis Science Center. It's a celebration of games and game development. They got panels going on, talking to indie developers and stuff, information about how to get into the field of video games. So October 8th and 9th, St. Louis Science Center. And then the last thing I got is, and definitely not the least thing, because I told you I was going to have some Smash info. There is a weekly Smash going on Friday nights at SoPro Gaming in Overland Park. They go on from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. and it is $5 into it. The venue fee is $5. The tournament's $5. So it's $5 to get in and another $5 to do into the prize pool. So they have a Smash, a Melee, and a Project M, which I'm not exactly sure what all that is.
Project M is a modded version of Super Smash Bros. Brawl to make it play more fast like Melee.
Gotcha. Okay. And then the payouts are first place gets 60% of the cash. Second place gets 30%, and third place gets 10%. So if you're good at Smash, get over there and make a little money, have some fun playing with a lot of other players in the area. So, and yeah. If you haven't been to SoPro, they have an amazing freaking setup over there. So it's just a lot of fun every now and then just to step in. And it's kind of funny, while I'm sitting here talking about it, Tony Wallace, who is one of the guys from Smash, Take Two. Tony Wallace, which is one of the guys from SoPro, has just sent me a text on Facebook, which is kind of strange.
I heard that.
He knows we're talking about him. So, go and check that out. That is their normal Friday night thing now. So every Friday night they will have that. And I'm going to try. I'm working with Tony to get some more information and just try to keep everybody up on what's going on over there, because they have tournament after tournament in that place. And so keep everybody up to date with what's going on over there at SoPro. So, and believe it or not, that's finally the end of everything I have to say.
Oh, wow. just let you ramble on, man. I mean, forget it. You're filling everyone in on all the news, keeping everybody updated. That's what they need, man. They need a man just to do that for them. Well, not a man, sorry. They just need someone to keep them updated. Human being, preferably. Or Robot Brett. Every now and then, Robot Brett. But there is also on the grounds of tournaments and stuff like that that are in your local area, there is actually going to be another Max Out tournament, which is usually a big Street Fighter thing, but they also have other games like Skullgirls, Guilty Gear, now King of Fighters, Killer Instinct. They have a bunch of tournaments set up for that, and they usually have it at the Alamo Draft House, and I believe they are doing it in September. And I think it's going to be the 24th. Yeah, it's going to be locked in for September 24th. So go to KCSRK's group page and Facebook and look up Max Out. They should have everything there, listed details, requirements, parking instructions, everything. So they throw this usually once a month. They have a bunch of different casual tourneys throughout the weeks and stuff like that between then. So if that's something you want to get into, you're in the fighting game community, you're in Kansas, you're looking to get into it, there's plenty of options.
Very cool. And the Alamo Draft House is an amazing venue.
Oh, yeah. I've been there for a tourney, and it was actually pretty cool how they had everything set up. So they actually have the whole upstairs open for it. I haven't been to see a movie yet, but for the games,
yeah. Saw The Force Awakens there. So. No. But it is an amazing venue, period. So, yes, if you haven't been to that, that's definitely worth going to check out just to see the venue.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. If you if you're comfortable with driving around in an area like that, down in the city, so
yeah, it's down there in the Power and Light. So
yeah, it wasn't that hard to find though. It was pretty easy.
There's an awesome burger place I think that's like right across the street from that too, called BRGR. It's an amazing place to get some hamburgers.
I'll have to check that out. I am good ones. I am on the search for like the ultimate burger here in Kansas. Uh-huh. So that may be a place I may have to check out. But anyway, what do you say we wrap this up, Brett?
Sounds like a plan.
All right. So as you guys know, the conversation does not have to end here. You can go to facebook.com/group/gamercade, and you can leave us a comment, on what you think of the show, what improvements you think should be made, some stuff you want us to touch up on topic-wise or game-wise, anything you think we could add to make you guys more happy. Everything is welcome. You can hit us up on, follow us on Twitter at GamerCade1986. You can follow us on YouTube, subscribe to us, where you can actually watch these videos and our previous episodes, and also our PlayStation exclusive podcast that's also going to be on YouTube, which is all at GamerCade1986. You can, if you want to download our podcast just for, you know, listen, you don't want to watch the video, you can do that at gamercade.podomatic.com, or you can go to our website at at gamercade.squarespace.com, where you'll find pretty much everything linked there all together in one. So I just suggest to go there and check it out. But Brett, where can these lovely listeners and viewers find you?
I am Nightfire, KNYTFYRE. You're welcome, Julia. At
it's always
on Xbox and yes. At Xbox and on PlayStation 4 and on Twitter and on Twitch and on Instagram, and I think I covered it. and of course, I'm just Brett on Facebook. You can find me cruising around through the Gamercade stuff just every
Brett.
Now and
then. J-U-S-T, well, Brett. Just Brett.
No, I'm Brett Bachman on Facebook, so find me on the Gamercade page, send me a like, send me a friendship, whatever. And that pretty much that covers me. What about you, Dallas? Where can they find you?
They can find me on Xbox and PlayStation if you guys are wanting to get some games in. You can find me at Yokozuma666. And you can find me on Twitter, Twitch, and Instagram at YokuHXE. Short, sweet, and simple.
Awesome.
Well, yeah, that about wraps it up for this episode of Gamescast. It's been episode 57. 57 heaven.
Good car.
We'll have to figure out something to do for either the, I don't know if we want to do it for like the 100th episode or like maybe like the 75th or something. We should find something special to do. Just give something for like people, the listeners and viewers to look forward to. We'll have to figure something out, brainstorm. See if we come up with any ideas.
Sounds like a plan.
But all right, guys. We're going to go ahead and get out of here. Until next time. Game on.
Peace.